go
this
there.
Conference will.
You can go and see any aspect of the weekend. You can pick and choose which ones you want to see. Of course, my sincere recommendations are Friday and Saturday night because I think those are the most impactful. I think Natalie Clark did a phenomenal job on the founders video and Sam talking about Give for Real and our new partners. And then watching the video that we have now available on the results being created through the Give for Real program in Mexico. Pretty awesome. Tearjerker, not a dry eye. So anyway, there's just a lot of great stuff out there, and just pick and choose what you can and can't, or choose to watch. But we'll go through virtually every aspect of the ManaTech or Manifest in this outline today. So I better kick off and start running because I only have 55 minutes left to get through it all. I did want to add two other announcements. Number one, the Bermuda incentive. Remember, where are you? Take a look at where you are in terms of numbers. There's no question after Manifest, you should be totally on fire. There are going to be people that win Bermuda in the next week just because of what transpired at Manifest. Truly, that is how motivational it was. And then there are those of us that may not win it by the end of this week, but because we're working on 10 other things at the same time, but we have all new directions on how we're going to win it. So that's exciting as all get out as well. So let's. So make sure you're aware of where you are on the Bermuda incentive and you get on top of what choices you have to make there. Hang on 1 second. Okay, just background noise that I needed to disperse. The other thing that you need to know about is this is the end of business period 3, so I definitely check in to make sure you've done the work you need to do to make sure everything is, you know, our classic end of period stuff where we recognize people, we make sure people are have gotten their team bonuses, leadership levels, automatic orders in, boost that GPV. Make sure, this is a critical time for you that are going after the Bermuda incentive to make sure you're collecting as many possible points as you can from all the people that are in your organization that you've signed up in the past 3 months that qualify to help you add additional points. Okay, so that's it. So let's jump in. Manifest, change your life, change the world. Could not have been a more appropriate name for this manifest. Let's kick off and first go through the Thursday presidential gathering because a lot of the stuff never hits stage, so I want to make sure I review it with you. The top thing is the changes in the, first of all, the first thing I have on outline is the international expansion, which we do talk about later. There are four countries that are going to continue to fill in our European presence. They are Finland, Ireland, Czechoslovakia, and Estonia, and those are the countries that they're going to be opening. They gave notice June of 2011, so we're only talking about a few months away. And that gives you a gigantic opportunity, and we'll talk about that in a moment when we get into global expansion. Secondly, new comp plan changes. ManaTech is putting these through the system right now, and they project that they will start implementation by June. So again, a couple months away, and these comp plan changes will be in place. The first one, and I want to clarify this because the outline is wrong. I got on the phone with Marion Allen this morning after the outline was sent out just to get clarity. The team bonus will not go away when you hit regional. As long as you are on automatic order, you have your qualifying order in your name. As long as you do that, ManaTech's not going to require you to have a team of 6 if you're a regional director. So in other words, what this does is it basically guarantees you as a regional director that your residual income will be at least $100. Does everybody make sense? So let's say you have, you look at a scenario. So if I have 1,500 a volume, 1,000 in one leg, and 500 in a second, but my 500 in the second leg is 2 people ordering 250 each, do I still qualify as regional? Yes. Can I still earn the team bonus? Yes, even though I don't have 3 people in each of 2 legs ordering, because I'm a regional director, the team bonus never disappears. Okay? Now, that doesn't touch upon the issue that so many are still concerned about, which is the issue of, well, what if I get the 1,500 in volume and I have 3 in one leg ordering 100 a month, but I don't qualify as a regional? that still loses the team bonus concept. I'm meeting with Sam this week to talk a little bit about that, so I'm sure they've looked at it already, but I haven't had a chance to have any discourse about compensation plan changes. But I'd like to see that changed as well, and I do have some formidable people in Manatech headquarters that are behind me 100% on that idea. So I will give you further updates on that. But it is a blessing to get rid of the confusion around team bonus once you reach regional. So we can guarantee that there's not going to be a regional director anywhere in this organization or anywhere that's not making at least $100 a month. Secondly, this is huge, so everybody pay attention. You probably are all familiar with the idea that Manatech takes 1% of global worldwide sales and splits it among the platinums. Total sales splits among platinums, right? Well, Manatech decided that the other leadership levels weren't making enough income after getting feedback from all of us, including me, over and over and over again. We need to push more money down to the lower levels. So what they did is they decided to build a 1% pool for every level of leadership starting at national director. Now, some of you are saying, well, why did they do it for regional directors? Well, it would have impacted the regional directors because there's so many of them, like $20 in your check. But the bigger issue is that we really want to, if you get to regional director status, we really want you to work hard and have a huge motivation. That's my idea, not Manatech's. They didn't say this. To get you motivated to get to national. So right now they're going to be allocating 1% of global sales to all nationals. So if you're when you get to national director status, if you qualify, Manatech's taking 1% of global sales and they're dividing that up among every national director in Manatech. And when they did the assimilation to look at what that would mean to people today, it would mean an additional $100 on your check as a national director, which is significant because a lot of national directors are making $300 or $500 or something. So that's could be anywhere from a 20 to 35% increase in your income without you doing anything different. It's just Manatech reallocating compensation in the plan. For executive directors, it's even more significant. It's $350 additional dollars. And for presidentials in bronze who aren't participating in any pool right now, they're going to get an additional $600 per month in their check. So this is just extra money with no extra work on your behalf. I think it's awesome. I just kudos to Manatech to finally make us, you know, come up with a solution to start allocating some of the income back at the lower levels to motivate people who are building the business at those levels. Sam also gave us a description, a way to describe the comp plan in a better terms, and I've outlined that in the outline. Just you can talk about bonuses. That team and team development bonuses are 3.5% of sales. Global sales shares, in other words, the 3% are going to national executive presidential bronze. Another percent is going to silver and gold, and then 1% to platinums. So that's 5%. Total of 5% of total sales goes there. Incentive takes up about 2% of our sales, where that's 10.5%. And then the automatic order bonus is 3% of total sales. And the unilateral leadership, all the payouts in our residual income come to 31%. And so that's a total of 44.5%. And that's basically what you can look at in terms of how we pay out the total sales, 44.5% of total sales paid out to associates, and that's where Manatech is. Power bonus change, another thing that's changing. A lot of you are working on a 4x4 plan these days because that's more effective when you talk about maximizing your income due to star bonuses that you earn. Anyway, the problem with 4x4 has always been the incongruity between that and the power bonus. So Manatech is making the shift. Again, this isn't going to start probably till June, so keep your eyes open for it. Right now, it's still the same old structure. But what Manatech's doing is they're saying power bonus will be like team bonus. In other words, you need 12,000 PQC. In the past, you needed 6,000 each of two legs. Now it's going to be no more than 6,000 in any given leg. So you could create a power bonus by having one all-star in six legs, or two all-stars in each of three legs, or one all-star in four legs with a couple other intermixed somewhere. You follow me? So it's going to be treated the same way we treat our team bonus. We don't need two legs with three in each leg. We just need six, no more than three in a given leg. Same idea here with power bonus structure, except they talk about PQC instead. I'm ecstatic about that as well because it's now consistent with a 4x4 model. Manatech talked about our identity. Sam talked about our identity as a company at the presidential reception. And, you know, he talked about the whole history of the company. It was really cool how he talked about the birth and all the prayers that went into it. Who were we? A company of provision. And he said the whole epiphany around social entrepreneurship was really the whole concept of finally reaching our purpose. He feels like this is us. This is finally, we've landed on who we are. We are a social entrepreneur company that's about changing the world by stomping out global malnutrition in children. And he's ecstatic about it. He says, for those of you looking at this and saying, oh, this is just another strategy or this is just, you know, icing on a cake, he said, you're missing it. This is the cake. It is who we are. It's our identity, which is us. Okay, so that's it on in terms of the presidential meetings. Thursday night, Rob Sinnott got up and just kind of gave us a little bit of, oh, by the way, sorry for the typos throughout the outline. We've already made about 20 corrections in them, and we're going to be reposting it on the Internet. It was just impossible to draft up 18 pages of notes and not have some mistakes between Sunday afternoon and this morning. So even though I burnt the candle at both ends, I couldn't get everything perfect. So apologize for that, as well as misspelling of names. So I'm asking you to forgive me on all the names, especially the foreign names. I have no clue. All I did was write them down according to what they sounded like. We'll clean that up in our next posted outline on the website, the Manitraining website. Okay, so back to the outline. So Rob Sinnott talked about focus on integrative health. He talked about Dr. Guarneri's video, and the whole concept is to combine the best in medical science with the best in nutritional science. And we're that Manitic today is getting back to the basics. They also have a video that they've recorded with Dr. Ben Carson. That should be posted on the website within the next 3 to 5 days as well. So open your eyes for that. Probably will be posted in two places. I think on our main website, like you find Dr. Guarneri's, but also will be on the Manifest website, manifest.com. It'll also be on YouTube, so you can find it in many, many places. He also made the statement that he realizes growth correlates directly. So Manitech today is dedicating tremendous amount of resources to tools that best support us in our recruitment efforts. The top associates were then recognized Thursday night. Top rookie was somebody named something Lee from the United States. Again, I'll clean up that, find out exactly who. Top enroller was Ben Klein from Canada. Top business billers, Simeon Cryer, Myung-Young Lee, John and Jean Prater, Jean and Laura Namnett, J.P. Costas, Masaka Fukumana, Louis Chung Fu, who has happened to be a 19-year-old from Taiwan. You're going to hear a lot more about her. She was number one highest income growth, Liu Chung Fu. Top business development was Masaka Fukumana, and the top business builder worldwide was Myung-Jung Lee, who is Korean. So you've got Taiwan, Japan, Korean. A lot's happening in the Far East. By the way, it was great that the company did a huge recognition and silent moment of prayer and silence on a couple of days around what's happened in Japan. All of you need to be very aware that that's a critical, critical area of the world today. Those nuclear reactors are in dire shape, and we just all need to be in major prayer over what transpires there, that's for sure. Sam Castor then talked about transformation, change your life, change your world. This is the foundational principle upon which our entire company has been built. So how appropriate that it was our theme for Manifest 2011. He brought up the How to Change the World book by David Bornstein, the one that, you know, I reviewed, I had book review on in the last year. One common feature, building platforms that unleash human potential, and that's what it's about, so social entrepreneurial companies. He talked about Newman's Own, Tom Shoes, Grameen Bank. These are three pure examples of what social entrepreneurship is about. You want to distinguish these from cause-based marketing, like Whirlpool, who contributes. They advertise and market themselves as a contribution to charity because they contribute some of their profits to Habitat for Humanity, but that's not a social entrepreneurial company. We look at social entrepreneurs as transformational forces who will not take no for an answer. These are companies that are truly, totally dedicated to creating a difference. And like Newman's Own, why is that different than Whirlpool? Because Newman's Own donates 100%. They don't take some of their profits. They don't dedicate in cause-based marketing. 100% of their proceeds go to charities. The Wellness Revolution, he talked about that book, which are great. This is great information for you guys to be able to use in your presentations. It is as if the food industry and the medical industry are conspiring against the consumer. Processed foods today are 90% of what we eat. Consequences, we're not getting what our bodies need, and we're all in poor health. Pharmaceuticals, they merely profit from people's mismanagement of their own bodies, which is really a sad statement of what causes you to be profitable. And third, the government passes laws to protect and perpetuate free sick care solutions, which is a terribly wrong emphasis. As Senator Tom Harkin says, 75% of healthcare costs are largely preventable. Social entrepreneurs have to figure out a way to make it happen. Keys to successful social entrepreneurship are four. Pick a global problem. Of course, we have global malnutrition in kids. Create an innovative new solution. We've done that, right? Through network marketing. We're going to be consumption, donation by consumption. Tap into the passion of the public. Very few things people can be more passionate about than helping the most least, you know, the most vulnerable, least fortunate people on the face of the earth, which are children, and nothing worse than malnourished children who have no ability to care for themselves. And finally, create a way to motivate, compensate people, and that's the Give for Real plan in terms of how network marketing as a model is a phenomenal model to help social entrepreneurs. Give for Real meets all four. We just talked about that. There's a good purpose study that apparently concluded 63% of people will buy a product if they are engaged in something of significance. That's us, 63%. In Mexico, Brazil, and India, that percentage is even larger. In fact, in Mexico, Mexico happens to be the number two market in the world in terms of committed to buying things that create some level of significance. You want to see the new Direct Selling magazine article, which is awesome. It was unpublished. I mean, it wasn't even out at the time we had Manifest. I think it's getting sent out this week. But I gave you a copy of it, special reprint edition, attached to my outline. So you can definitely read that. It's awesome. You want to get these because they're great in terms of touch people's lives and help them understand what we're about. And it also gives us a lot of credibility in that it's published in the Direct Selling magazine, which is what our industry is, the direct selling. And Manitic is excited about it. Why? Sam is excited because he wants to revamp all MLM. He'd like to see the entire network marketing industry because he sees it as the most incredible model to take this social entrepreneurship to the world. Another concept that Sam brought up was the fact that marketing strategy, 70% of baby boomers are now saying they cannot retire. However, they don't want to re-enter the corporate market and corporate job market. With a world looking for purpose, don't we have the answer? And I think that's a huge. There are 10 million people pray every night to be a part of something significant, and we have the answer. So, you know, you want to put a little light bulb next to that in your outline because maybe that's a whole new marketing strategy for you. Okay? And we'll talk about retirement plans later as we get into some of the other people, big business builders in Manitech today. Sam says, I can talk to anybody about this. So this doesn't stop you from talking anyway because everybody can give. It's the selling that people might have trouble with, but everybody has an affinity towards giving. Dr. Ben Carson then spoke on Thursday night, and he was awesome as ever. He gave his history about his background, and I'm not going to get into all that. You can listen to him. I highly recommend that you go back and listen to that piece off the manifest.com website. He was cute when he talked about why did he choose pediatric neurosurgery. He says, well, I get a better return on my investment. In other words, his investment in his education. Because children, if he does neurosurgery on his children, they have the propensity to live another 50 years. When he does brain surgery on, you know, seniors, they might die 5 years later anyway from other causes. But so he called it a greater return on investment to work with children. He talked about, I don't believe in political correctness. If I insult you, know that he didn't intend it. He says, people should always speak up. He gave a cute story about two birds. I have to tell you this because it was so funny. This guy found these incredible birds. They talked. They entertained. They were like actors. They sang. They danced. And he was just so thrilled because he finally thought, oh, I found the perfect gift for my mother. So he bought these birds. They cost like $5,000 a piece. He buys these birds. He packages them up. He sends them out to his mom for a birthday present, right? So he calls his mom like a week later. He says, hey, Mom, did you get the birds? And she said, yeah, honey, they were great. And he had this deep sinking feeling. You didn't eat the birds. And there's quiet at the other end of the phone. And he goes, Mom, those birds were $5,000 a piece. They were special. They danced. They sing. They acted. They were incredible. And she said, well, I guess they should have spoke up. That was really cute. And he used that as an example of us. We need to speak up. We need to say what our mind sets on our minds. We need to tell it like it is. And we need to do that, especially when it comes to helping people in this world, because there are a lot of people waiting to hear us. Integrating science and nature is a good thing. The profession is learning that in medicine there may be room for exercise, drinking water, and natural supplements. He even sees a movement in science today. He talked about some of the craziness around science, and this gets into the religious side of it, or spiritual side of it. He said a lot of I specifically enjoyed this. A lot of scientists believe in the Big Bang Theory, and a lot of you understand what that is, where just our Earth was created not by God, not by a supreme being, but rather that something exploded and miraculously and, you know, ended up having a perfect balance, gravity, perfect balance with the sun, perfect balance in the universe. I mean, all this created out of a Big Bang, right? So he says a lot of scientists believe in the Big Bang Theory because they can't describe otherwise. If they choose not to believe in a supreme being, this is their theory. But the second law, they also believe in the second law of thermodynamics, which says everything works towards a state of imbalance. Well, the problem with their belief system is these two are mutually exclusive concepts, because if everything works towards a state of imbalance, it's impossible for something to have created something perfectly in balance. Does that make sense? They're mutually exclusive concepts, yet they want to believe in both. So Dr. Carson, he loves to get involved in conversations with his fellow scientists, because Carson, of course, is a staunch, believe he's Seventh-day Adventist Christian. And so he loves to discuss with them the incongruity in their ideas. And he even mentioned that Charles Darwin, in his theory of evolution, said that in the future it would be proven or disproven by the finding of fossils of every form of life, which, of course, as of today, we still haven't found. So if anything else, we have already disproven or are in the process of disproving his theory of evolution. And he talked about looking at our brain. It's unbelievably complex. And he says, this Big Bang Theory believes, quote-unquote, a slime pit with a bunch of promiscuous biochemicals created the brain. That was his language. I loved it. Sorry, I put slim pit, but again, a typo. Slime pit with a bunch of promiscuous biochemicals created the brain. That's the Big Bang Theory. His final closing comment on all of that was their belief in terms of this whole concept of a slime pit and all this stuff of creating this phenomenal human body. He says their belief requires a heck of a lot more faith than my belief does. He talked about obesity in kids. He says, and people arguing about, my child has a gland problem. He says the only gland problem he has is a salivary gland problem, right? There's no such thing as spontaneous effect. He also talked about insurance companies. The problem is they set goals, but they don't care how their money is made. They make money by denying care, so that's what we see happening. Traditional medicine promotes all kinds of pills, and insurance companies will pay for them but not pay for keeping people well. Today, we just all want to take the magic pill. Then he isolated ADD. He said tons of kids today are being diagnosed with ADD. He asks, can they watch an entire TV program? Can they sit still to do video games? And when parents say yes to both of those, he said, clearly they don't have ADD. They have pseudo-ADD. Their brain is in rapid-fire mode because of how we're raising them. The cure? Ban TV and video games and exchange that with pure quality time with parents. Of course, is that happening in our society? Not, but this is his suggestion. We have solutions, but they're common sense solutions. Business and instead of drugs, he's allocating common sense solutions. Business and health go together. Here's a quote I think that you all can take out of Ben Carson. Manatech offers product that improves the most important thing people have, their health. And Manatech has a program that helps the most vulnerable people in the world, malnourished children. It's hard to beat the combination of these two. That's a great quote from him. He also talked about stress. He looks back at why he got prostate cancer in his lifetime, and he can only pinpoint it probably to one thing, because he ate really well, he exercised. But he says, a tremendous amount of stress in my life. So what he's done, he's de-stressed his life. And finally concluded with, do not ever shortchange teamwork. We are affecting the lives of potentially millions of people around the world. Never forget God. So that's your team. All right, super. So, of course, Ben Carson is just a gem, and I loved every word out of his mouth. It really was something special. Friday morning, we kicked off with Rob Sennett on integrative health, back to looking at All the research that was done, that people make selections based on quality and efficacy. They're the two most important variables in selecting nutritional supplements. With a $1.4 trillion annual cost of healthcare, it's too great. We're going to bury ourselves. So integrative health is a true solution. Its whole purpose is to deliver the best health that we can from the best health care we can. And this is combining the best of medical science with the best of nutritional, not using nutritional in lieu of medical. So we need to keep our eyes on, focus on integrative. Also need to incorporate exercise, spiritual, et cetera, many other ones. Why Manatech? Manatech is so crucial in this because we're validated, have clinical studies to support, which don't exist for over 90% of all nutritional products in the marketplace. He kind of looked at the history of health. He took that the shamans, these are people that worked with the Indians way back when, old days. I have some actual practicing shamans that I know of, incredible people. Multiple approaches in their techniques. They definitely take a real staunch view of our body in connection with our environment and how critically important it is to balance. The Eastern medicine is very integrative, body, energy, spirit, balance, and flow, focused on prevention. And then we have the Western approach, a bit more aggressive, technology-driven, with heavy reliance on tools and drugs, and, of course, not focused on prevention, rather fixing. Wrong focus. National healthcare policy opinions are changing. The new Affordable Health Care Act mentions integrative health. In fact, the first $15 billion is allocated to having a panel work on integrative health into our healthcare system. That's huge. Two bills we should definitely be supporting, the DSHEA Full Implementation Enforcement Act and the Tax Fairness Act for Dietary Supplements, which would allow people to use their flexible spending accounts for nutritional supplements. What is causing this change? Cost, pressures of price, of course. And he looks at Ambertose, and we all should view this exactly the same way. There is no better base product to get in people's lives on a daily basis than Ambertose. Terrific platform for integrative health. It's a highly validated supplement, nearly 20 million units sold worldwide. It impacts cell-to-cell communication, immune system function, cognitive brain functioning, and GI tract interactions. And all of that, of course, supported by independent third-party studies. He talked a little about GI Pro Balance launching in North America today. This product was birthed out of research. That was the research you saw printed out of Scripps when they won that first-place prize. They saw that Ambertose impacted the bacteria, so acted as a prebiotic, but they also saw that bacteria impacted the effect of Ambertose, unlocking the power of Ambertose in a way they'd never seen before. So they work synergistically. So Ambertose, both prebiotic and probiotics, they went out and they worked with an organization overseas to find the most critical strains of bacteria that would work most effectively with Ambertose. And they chose 6 strains of specific bacteria. And now in GI Pro Balance, they created 15 billion colony-forming units of bacteria in each one of those little tubes that you get on a daily basis. He also, in his presentation, showed the Dr. Guarneri video, which you all know is available in many places, YouTube, front page of Manatech website, wherever. Then Clara Zavelkin came out on stage to work with him, and she carried this big purse in her front end, and she was complaining to him that she had this problem, and they started pulling a rope out of her purse, and it was a 27-foot-long rope. Give us all the correct perception. Excuse me, people, getting dry. Give us the correct perception of what our intestine really is all about. We have 27 feet of intestinal tract, and it gets clogged up and knotted, and all these things happen to it. 70% of our immune system is from our digestive tract. So it's critically important for us to add good bacteria, because good bacteria is what's needed there, and it also helps crowd out the bad bacteria. The 6 strains chosen and selected were because they withstand the harsh environment of the acids and enzymes in the stomach, as well as have a major impact on Ambertose. The GI Pro Balance is a perfect partner with Ambertose. That you got to get really clear. It was Dr. Murray who also surmised that the reason some people did not get this maximum benefit from Ambertose, or perhaps many of you on this call today know of people in your organization who perhaps didn't even, quote-unquote, see any difference, and so you're sitting back going, well, so what happens? They stopped taking it. Or they didn't see enough difference, so they stopped taking it. But it was Murray who said that he believes that, is a theory he had, that the maximum reason, the reason why they didn't receive the maximum is because the problem with lack of good bacteria in their gut. Their gut wasn't properly processing the product and allowing it to maximize its effect in the human body. Now we're able to achieve that maximization by combining Ambertose and GI ProBalance. So are you guys getting what this is? This is another light bulb on your outline. What a phenomenal reactivation program to combine these two and go back in our downline. And I talked to Sam, I talked to Claire, I talked to who else? Three or four people at Manifest because my brain just went on fire. I thought, what a great thing if we could we could partner with Manatech to get them to allow us and build a reactivation script for everybody and then allow us to promote GI Pro Balance with Ambertose. You buy another tub of Ambertose. If you haven't been on automatic order for a year and you get one free GI Pro Balance, box of GI Pro Balance free on your first order. So people can actually get back on this product. And I think, you know, when you intrigue people that they took a product for so long and maybe they never even saw the true gist of what it can produce for them because their gut wasn't right, why not go back and take a test? And with the 6-month money back guarantee, what do they have to lose? I mean, people, this could be an awesome reactivation program because I think there's not a person out there that didn't take the products who wouldn't be intrigued on what maybe this product could have done for them if they just would have had the right balance in their gut, right? So we're working on that. I'm over at Manatech headquarters this week to work with Sam on a number of things, and this is one of them. So hopefully you're as excited as I am. I think it's awesome. I think it's number one top of our list, and I'm going to say it's your pathway to Bermuda, right? You can get a ton of points out of reactivation. So now's the time to do it when we have a product that really will support it. You want to see, I attached for you on the outline some of the things that were on the PowerPoint. One is competitive price and value sheet, which is terrific for you guys because it gives you all what USANA has and you know, other Avocare and Herbalife, all the different products that are out there competing with us in terms of probiotic. It also, I gave you a copy of the sheet that compared GI Pro Balance with GI Pro. So if you're on GI Pro, really, I'm going to tell you, it makes no sense not to convert to GI Pro Balance. So take a peek at that and make your decision for yourself. All right, and you'll also see it's going to be combined. That information's, if you want to get a copy of its beautiful colors, it'll be in the marketing guide for GI Pro Balance in the Manatech Library as well. Dr. McAnally then got up and spoke. McAnally talked about kinetics. He talked about A plus B equals AB at a constant rate. So if we take these sugars, mannose is broken down and absorbed by the bacteria, and we're going to have that in our system over and over again. Fries kept arguing that everything came from glucose. Well, McAnally did a G14 labeling on mannose to show it's not converted from glucose. But in the meantime, Fries found the fault of his ways. And Dr. Fries, he's from Scripps Institute, he actually argued, but then he put out his own paper saying 70% of our mannose comes from our foods we eat. Well, people, what does that tell you? That we're totally deficient because we don't have mannose in our normal foodstuffs today. You're not going to find it on the grocery store shelf. So if even Dr. Fries, who is not a big advocate of Manatech because he's angry that we have the patent on this technology. That's what his anger starts from. And, of course, he's totally financed by the pharmaceutical giants. So he'd rather give you synthetic sugars than give you the real thing. But he even himself is suggesting that 70% of our mannose comes from our diet, and yet we don't have it in our diet. So our conclusion, everybody needs Ambertose, right? Everybody needs Ambertose. Dr. Bill was really excited about this discovery of Ambertose, but he had no idea that it would have such phenomenal success. He said 1 out of 43,000 new patents on drugs make it to market, so who is to say our patent would result in such incredible market proliferation? He now, quote-unquote, to see Ambertose as a household name in the next couple of years. Isn't that awesome? He was great. A lot of fun. Then Dr. Rollins spoke, and he just basically went on to the Ambertose story has been the greatest ride of his entire life. He's been around it since its inception, and he remembers meeting with Dr. Bill McAnally back in the 1980s with the aloe discovery in mannose. And then 10 years later, when the patent application came through on Ambertose, he was like wowed. He never forgot Dr. Bill McAnally. And he was so overwhelmed by it. And, of course, he got his wife on it immediately because she suffered from an autoimmune condition. And he withdrew from actually working on the patent because he saw it as conflict of interest. But when he finally retired in 2004, he went back and worked with Manatech to make sure they had the right languaging to work with the biochemist and examiners so that they could walk in the shoes of the biochemist and examiners at the patent office and get this thing, the patent issued, which, of course, came to fruition. And as of yet, there have been no natural plants anywhere that they found on Earth that contains ambertose, all the ingredients of ambertose. So we will always have a patentable product. And then he talked about gene expression itself is influenced by ambertose. Research now shows that. Dr. Nugent got up, and he was fun to hear his story as well, his history of ambertose and Farah Sadat, who never gave up, kept going in and bugging him and bugging him and bugging him until he finally agreed to test the product. And once he tested on his patients, he said he never went back. And so many people, he said he even had a $5 million offer from a company to come and rep their products for him. And 1% of all sales plus $5 million, a package for three-year deal. And they said, why are you saying no? And he said, because there is only one company that has the patent on ambertose. And that's why he stays with Manatech. Doesn't matter what they pay him, he's not going to, you know, run away from the best product that there is. And that's what his quote was from stage. This is the most important technology that has ever been created for human health. These are great quotes, people. I'm feeding you these things so that you can tap into them and use them. Dr. Talitha Best was next, and she's that darling woman from doctor from Australia, and she's doing all sorts of tests and research studies on the saccharides in the brain. And, of course, she found tremendous results, and a lot of those are published in her study results, showing that people increased electroactivity, communication between cells, synaptic function, transport regulators, and neurotransmitters. All these things were improved with taking of these monosaccharides, these or polysaccharides. Mood scores, she did a study of that, and it showed that there's less anger with people on the saccharides than not and less depression. Our plant saccharides, then she the results that she got out of a study recently on plant saccharides, are they the same as sugar? And she showed these charts that showed how, you know, when you take a group of 73 people were taken, they had 3 hours of fasting, and then they watched how their blood sugar level was low, and then they said they added, for one group, they added what she calls cupcake sugars, which is our classic glucose that we get, just straight, you know, sugar that we buy from the grocery store. And this huge spike in sugar occurred in the bloodstream, and then it gradually dissipated over time. Then the second group, she had just starch sugars, like from potatoes and starch foods. And they had the same kind of spike, but it was just a little bit lower. It didn't go quite as high. It didn't start as high, and it didn't go quite as high, and then it sloped off like the other one. And then with the third group of people, she put in ambertose, so the plant polysaccharides. And, you know, there was zero spike. There was just kind of this flat line that just curved down a little bit that dissipated over time. Very slow dissipation over time. No spike whatsoever. It was awesome to see what plants polysaccharides did compared to these regular sugars. All right? And that's a neat thing. I hope we get to have a copy of that. I'm sure it's probably published somewhere, and I have Lydia noted to go look it up for us. But it was pretty cool to see that there's a gigantic difference between regular sugars and the plant polysaccharides when it comes to impact on blood sugar levels. Friday afternoon was just an open session. People could attend all sorts of different trainings, and I want to go over these quickly because we have a lot more to cover. Deb Jones did the Give for Real. She reviewed how she's going out and using Give for Real every day of her life. I've done a lot of trainings on this as well. She uses three of the videos off of the Giving Changes Everything. And if you haven't been to that website, you're missing out. GivingChangesEverything.com. You need to go. She uses the 2020 piece as something that she sends out to people in advance of meeting with them. Then when she meets with them, she goes over. The first thing she does is review the problem. She says, why should I do it when Sam does it so well? So she plays Sam Castor as the problem. Then she plays Sam the solution. And then her next piece is the one that Lou Davies has made, and that's available right now, manalife.com. You can buy a DVD, and I believe there are three different, all three of these videos are on there. I'm not sure the 2020 piece is. I haven't looked. I bought some myself, but I haven't looked at it. But those three are definitely on it. But you can also download all of these right off of the Giving Changes Everything website. So if you're not familiar how to do that, ask some people that are techno people. I had Lydia do a training for my people on it. But it's real simple to just pop those off. There's a place at the bottom of the screen where it says browse, and it has all of the links. And you can just pop those links and send those links out or copy-paste it on a website, whatever you want to do to use those. Manatech makes it so user-friendly and user from a perspective of using all their materials in another location friendly. For validation of the products, she uses the ISCA manual by Manatech, the NSF certification, Face the Risk, which is a book that was written by Dr. Ben Carson on page 170. He talks about the impact of glyconutrients, and then the Atlanta Voice by Dr. John Rollins. She also shares the PhytoBurst Choose, because when you start to talk about the solution video, after the solution video, they talked about the phytonutrients, and you want people to get a taste of what that is. I like to use the tear sheet as well. All right, so that's Give for Real. People, that's who we are, so this is a lesson that you need to learn. I've attached to the outline today, by the way, the sheet that was handed out in Deb Jones' training, which is, for you, it's going to be 2 pages, and it includes all the languaging that she uses. It should be right before. It says, Effective Language to Use in Your Presentation. That's the title of it. It's the 2 pages right before your Direct Selling News reprint. Okay? So everybody can get that as attached. That's exactly what was handed out in that training. So it's just like you were there. Jeff Allen then gave a talk about his new booklet that can be used, not sued, sorry for the typo, used to share Manatech. Its cost is like $7.99 for one of them. I went through it all. I love the colors. I love some of the presentation. I think it's got done very professionally. I don't see it as a tool for me personally, but you've got to decide if it works for you. One of the things that I don't specifically like about it is when they describe the compensation plan, they show the 2x2 structure, and for me, I do 4x4. So if you're a 2x2 person, it's perfect because it goes through power, you know, the power, power bonus and all those things. And of course, with all the compensation plan changes coming up, that might cause a little issue in terms of usability of its in its current status. But again, with those comp plan changes will come up in June, and we're always subject to those things. The minute you come up with the marketing material and put as much time and energy into it, like how long does it stay that it's current? You know what I mean? That's always happens to all of us who work in that field. If you want to view it, it's at manatechinsidestory.com. Now, be aware, because the minute I heard that, of course, oh, it's not up yet? Okay, Lydia says it's not up yet. It's going to be posted on manatechinsidestory.com. I highly suggest you wait till that website is up and running for you before you purchase it, so you can review it from start to finish, make sure it's a tool that you're going to use. It's 20 pages. It's three-hole. You put it in a three-hole binder. It's three-hole punched. It's like almost a heavy cardboard, beautiful coloration. But go and view it first to make sure it's something that you're going to want to buy. Or you're going to talk to the people that were at Manifest who bought it and see, get an opportunity to look at what they have so you can make your own decision for yourself. I'm not a big advocate. And I'm not saying Jeff's done an awesome job on this, but I'm just not a big advocate on you buying everything that comes out, because that's the stuff. If it ends up collecting dust at your house, then how worthless is that? Make sure you're committed to using it before you buy it. But manatechinsidestory.com is the website where this is going to be available for you to peruse. So, and, you know, of course, my first irritation was, how does Jeff Allen get to use Manatech in a website name? And we've talked to compliance and legal and everything, because I know that's an issue that comes up for a lot of people. I want you to know that there's not one mention in any of his booklet of his name, and there's not going to be one mention of Jeff Allen on that website. So Manatech is supporting the sales of this. Obviously Jeff is profiting from it, but it's a beautiful third-party material that Manatech thinks could really serve the people out in the field. So I don't have a problem with that, as long as there's no relationship on the website to Jeff Allen, because otherwise you have the problem of sending people there to look at it and all sorts of promotional ideas from Jeff. Okay? And we love Jeff. No issue with Jeff, just how Manatech is incorporating marketing tools today and making sure that it's all up and up. All right, so that's the new piece that Jeff, it's entitled The Inside Story. So take a look at that. I highly suggest you review it. GI Pro Balance, Dr. Nugent gave a talk, or I don't even know if it was Nugent. I think it might have been Rollins. I'm not sure. I'm sorry I don't have my thing right in front. I didn't go, but one of my people went, and the one thing he told me was, he said, Mary Jo, did you know that fat people have totally different bacteria in their gut than thin people do? And he said, what you need to do is change out that bacteria, because it's programmed to be where you are. And unless you change out the bacteria, you are going to have so many struggles trying to lose weight. So GI Pro Balance can do that for you. And I thought, whoa. So now I'm going to sell GI Pro Balance on the fact of, hey, let's do it as a weight loss product. I don't know. But I think it's a cool idea, and I think we need to pursue that. I just threw that in the outline for something for you to pursue. Susie Galvez did a little piece on training on that skincare. She has a new book out there called You Are So Going to Thank Me for This. It's kind of cute. It's all about beauty tips. So for me, not a lot of it applied because I'm not into a lot of that stuff. A lot of people say, yeah, Mary Jo, you're more of a tomboy, and I guess I never grew out of it. But a lot of the women, we had a luncheon on Saturday and all that for invitation only to female presidentials, and a lot of them got a blast. I mean, I love Susie Galvez. She's darling, and her personality and mine are so consistent. We have so much fun together, but we're on opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to the stuff she's about. But I still love her and honor her for all that she does. It's great. So there's a new skincare demonstration kit that's out available. Lydia, do you remember pricing? Was it $400? Yeah, it's like $400. You get the entire skincare kit, which usually costs $299, I believe, for all of the products. You got a presentation box. You have all sorts of things to help you do presentations, cards, all of that. It's a pretty awesome package. So keep your eyes open for that if you haven't seen it. Lift Skincare is obviously a great strategy for growing your business. ISCA, Butch Johnson got up about, did a training on ISCA, and I wrote down some notes on that. You can go through that. Mike Anatek, he said, our philosophies are parallel. And I think it's really important for all of you who want to do ISCA work, if you touched in there or you've jumped in a little bit or, barely put your toe in the water, understand the ISCA code. Understand what they're all about, the integrity, the honesty, the ethics behind ISCA, and you'll see why they chose Manatech. And that makes it even more powerful that they chose us. Hispanic marketing, Al Balla did a training on Hispanic marketing and talked about how to get into the Hispanic marketplace, and I wrote a bunch of notes on that, and then how you can grow your Hispanic organization today in your own organization. Make sure you're contacting everybody who's Hispanic, referrals, community, and then internet marketing. Okay, so that's it. I know I missed some of the trainings, but I tried to cover as many as I could. Friday night, new presidential recognition, and again, like I said last year to all of you on this phone call, I can see every single one of you up there, and it takes one thing by you, just making the decision. It's really unbelievably powerful to just make the decision. Now, some of you will say to me, well, Mary Jo, I made the decision last year that I wanted to be presidential. I said, wait a minute, you made the decision you wanted to be. Is that a decision? Isn't that funny languaging? I made the decision that I was going to be, or I am, presidential director, March 2012. That's what you do. It's not that you want to be. Wants aren't commitments. They're just desires. They're just out there. You got to make the decision that you're going to be. So make the decision and just make it happen. Okay? Servant's Heart Award, which is the Sam Castor Award that's given to the number of top, internal corporate personnel that best exemplifies Servant's Heart, and that's Kathy Schuster. And a Giving Spirit Award this year couldn't have gone to somebody better. Jeff Allen received it, and I truly believe Jeff is well-deserving of that award. Incredible guy, incredible heart, incredible efforts he's made to help each and every one of us out in the field with all his calls and all the things that he does. Natalie Clark then talked about that we're on an unbelievable journey, Undeniable Destiny, Company of Destiny, all the books, everything that's written about us, great products, incredible opportunity, tremendous giving spirit. We now reinvented ourselves on social entrepreneurs, and our future is awesome. Then she showed the founder's video, and I'm telling you, people, that's an absolute must-watch now. And the next day, Saturday, Kevin Robbins asked the crowd, do you guys want this as a DVD? Because Manatech wasn't planning on making it, and now they're making it for us. So, yoo-hoo, it will be available by DVD. Leo Shreven got up, and he talked about walking across the United States. Please, people, go to their website, www.kidscharitywalk.org, to follow his progress. He might be coming into your community. You want to make sure to go out there and be promoting this and getting people to pledge. You can pledge 10 cents a mile or something. He's walking all the way across the United States of America. 100% is going to Manna Relief for the Give for Real program. So be a part of that. We need to be participating and supporting Leo. So take a look at that in your life. Sam Castor got on stage and covered Give for Real. This is a must watch by all of you. Friday night, just like Thursday night, Friday night. You want to do the founder's video and you want to watch Sam Caster. Because he talked about Vamos Mexico. He played a video of what's going on in Mexico. Because remember, they've had the products now in those bodies of those orphans for the last 4 months. And it's a miracle what's going on. And these people give great testimonials about what's happening with these kids. They're all compliant. Go watch the video. And what's especially touching is how grateful these people are that we're doing what we're doing for them. Okay? Then he brought in the new partners. Where are we going now? Well, guess what? We have two new partners in the Give for Real program. Vamos Mexico is our first one. Now we have Convoy of Hope, a huge organization from Missouri feeding over 21,000 kids per day. Used to be giving enriched grain cereal until they were introduced to Sam. And that's okay. Sam said, hey, no problem. We know you weren't thinking you were doing anything wrong. But now they're introducing PhytoBland. And they already have enough product in El Salvador to feed 6,000 children for 1 year. Isn't that awesome? So all of you buying this product, know that you know you're now impacting El Salvador children who are dying of malnutrition. Secondly, Are You for Children, I believe that's the name of the organization, CEO Trey McAllister, he was actually on stage. His goal is 5 million children a day, and he wants to get there in 5 years. He works in Guatemala. He took Sam down on an airplane down there, and they went around to different villages. Guatemala today is the fourth largest, highest malnutrition rate in the world. Do you understand how critical that is? Most of us think of Africa. Well, there are a lot of nations in Africa. Guatemala's fourth highest rate of malnutrition in the world. And as Trey was on stage, I gave these quotes from him. He said, what if you lived in a world where malnutrition was no longer an issue? What if PhytoBlend is the answer? Please don't walk away. That was awesome. They also have a famous soccer player, Orlando Fonseca, who is now joining forces as the face of the organization. And it looks like Costa Rica is going to be our next country because that's where Fonseca's from. Saturday, we made it to the final day, and I got 5 minutes. Okay, we'll be a little faster. Saturday, the morning, Al Bala did a global expansion approach. He talked about where we are, lots of, you know, what our experiences around Mexico. Sergio Medina, the GM from Mexico, got a chance to talk. His past with Herbalife, he spent many years there taking it from, it's like $6 million to $600 million in Mexico. I mean, this guy was there at the helm when they grew at that pace. He showed slides of all the grand openings in Casa Manatec in Guadalajara. Then Al brought on a panel of people who opened Mexico. I happened to be one of those people that were honored to be called on stage. And we got the opportunity to answer two questions. What did it mean to you to open up Mexico? For me, it was culture, to be a part of an unbelievable culture, to learn and understand and live in that culture and experience all the greatness of what that was all about. And just make us more conscientious and more empathetic about other cultures and building that cultural awareness. And then the next piece, was it worth the price you had to pay? And my response to that was, if you're focusing on the price, you're already focusing on the wrong thing. Our focus needs to be on others, not on ourselves. And that's what's so crucial to learn from these lessons. But it was great. It was fun to be a blast to be on stage. You might want to listen to that piece too. Al brought in the European GM, Colin, to discuss the upcoming expansion. Four new countries to open this coming June, Estonia, Czechoslovakia, Finland, and Ireland. What does that mean for you? Start now. People were already started sitting at that convention. They were already on the phone calling up all their friends. Who do you know who's from Ireland? Who do you know who's from the? Who do you know in your downline? I already talked to Lydia about people on our downline from Ireland. We got a gal here locally who we just love. And if she knows we're opening Ireland, we're going to get her busy as all get out in Ireland with us. But the other thing we're doing is we're going after Czechoslovakia. We have tons of ideas of how to go after those countries. How? Find people here locally that have family and connections in those countries. That's a huge step. So people, you've got to, if you know, this is a world of global business. You can do internet connections. You could get on, you know, on Google and Facebook today and start running ads in Czechoslovakia and Ireland and all around and grow yourself an international business. Do you have to be there? No. You just have to step out in faith and make some decisions. Is the price going to be worth it? I don't know. Who are you focusing on, you or other people? Focus on the mode of Give for Real. How many more consumers are you going to get in your downline this year to help stomp out global malnutrition? Put that in your perspective. And maybe that'll help you get out of your dumps, get out of the negative feelings, get out of the I fear of sale, that get out of the fear of rejection. My goodness gracious, we are on a mission here to save lives every day. Every day I miss people, every day I don't sign up somebody, I've failed to help one more child. That's how I look at my life today. It's just a different way of looking at it. You can look at it and say, well, I signed up one person in the last 6 months, so I've helped one more child. See, that doesn't work for me. We're talking about saving children, the most vulnerable people on the face of the earth. What am I doing every day to make that happen? Put that in your heart, and maybe that'll cause you to shift. Something's got to shift, because I know one thing. For this to really work, we all need to change. We all need to take a new attitude, because if we continue the same attitude we had in the last 3 years, it ain't going to happen. Because we haven't been making it happen in Manatech in the last 3 years, so it's time for us to change, make a shift. And maybe it's just taking on our mission, taking on the vision of what we're here and what we really are all about. So, incredible for us to get out there and start doing that global expansion. Butch Johnson talked about ISCA. Now they're having a huge with NASCA. North American Sports Karate Association has tournaments all over the United States. They're taking a bunch of national champions and international champions, and they're going on a tour. And NASCA has taken on, the North American Sports Karate Association has taken on Give for Real as their cause. So every single time, this is going to be in newspapers, on radio, all this tour, television, and guess what? They're going to advertise Manatech and Give for Real. So get up on top of where this is going to be. Look at the Team Manatech website to find out where this whole tour is going and follow the tour. Make sure you have people in those cities that are working hard to take advantage of all the publicity that's going to take place. And you can even get a listing of where all these tournaments are so you can participate or you can get your people to participate. Huge and important. Mike Storia of ISCA on why Manatech. He said, Manatech is the only company that has the products, technology, philosophy that supports us in karate. Again, understand the karate code. Mike McCoy's wife said, every child should be on Mana Bears. Every child. Because Manatech is founded on the glory of God, this is what is credibly important to us. Give for Real is perfect since we are all servant leaders. That's all her language. Greg LaRocque from Canada talked about how you can use this. This builds credibility for us. So it's not just about karate. It's about every single sports organization. Chip Townsend's team then gave a great show. Saturday afternoon, Nancy Lieberman came up. She just said a lot of great things. A great quote was, you can't believe me. If you can't tell me what I can be. I can be whatever I want to be as long as I believe in it. She wanted to make sure everybody has a call to action, which I ask you all to do. Have your plan to win. And every one of us who attended Manifest this year got a copy of her book, Playbook for Success. Patrick Park spoke. He's a GM from South Korea, and obviously South Koreans are doing unbelievable. Most of all the new presidentials, new bronze, and everything were South Koreans. Even though they weren't well represented in the top 10 business builders, they were well represented in new presidentials. So he just gave you some ideas, and he talked about the little 19-year-old from Taiwan who was incredible, and she just said, imagine. That was her whole thing. She was sitting in the stands, and she just imagined herself as presidential, and that's all she needed to get her going to get there. So in order to succeed, your desire for success must be greater than your fear of failure. Ray Robinson interviewed the top business builders in 2011. In other words, from day one, January 1 to this date, who is doing the best in each of the countries? And each one of them got up to give their insight into what is going on for them, what's working for them. And I'm not going to have the time to go over all those, so please take your time to go over those in the outline because all of them gave incredible insights into what it was about. Dr. Dan Fouts came on after that group, and he just reiterated the importance of integrative medicine. And then Patty Barnett and Kevin did a little interchange, but I thought that was crucial. On page 15 and 16 of my outline, it gives you the language of what you deal with. When somebody says, well, what is it going to do for my lupus? Your first response could be, are you working with a doctor? If they say yes, you can say, well, do you feel you're getting the best possible results? Would you be open to integrative health approach? It combines the best of medical science with the best of nutritional science. And then you give them a video, you Dr. Guarneri's or Carson's, and then lead them into Ambertos. They just gave a lot of great languaging on how you transition when you're speaking to people to incorporate integrative health. So look at my outline. I put all that language down there for you. Luciano came back, and he said, choosing a global business. What is it all about? It's about deciding. committing. Are you going to have a global business or not? You guys now have four new countries besides Mexico and the Hispanic population that you have an option to go into. What are you going to do about it? Are you choosing it or not? Your choice. Deb Jones did a wrap-up on her Get For Real Pro training, which I've already gone over. And then Simeon Cryer did the closing, and he was awesome. He came out in sergeant's clothes, all this military garb, and he started screaming at the audience, just like military. You know, he went out and he inspected the audience. It was hilarious. I mean, he did a stupendous job. This man is really something else. I mean, we really are blessed to have Simeon Cryer be a part of our partners in Manatech as we go forward. By the way, he just moved to Kerrville, Texas. For those of you in Texas, we are going to have our pants lit on fire by this guy in the next couple of years as he lives in Texas. I gave you a ton of information in here about stuff he did. I love everything I wrote down. I loved. A soldier dies only once, a coward 1,000 times, because a coward lives, you know, dies every time he says, I could have, would have, should have, all that garbage. There are moms and dads everywhere crying out, I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to keep you alive in the marketplace. That's what Simeon said. Successful people get comfortable with being uncomfortable. The only variable in terms of success or not is you. All the tools are there. All the means are there. The only variable is Y-O-U. He gave us a bunch of tips. 95% of society will retire dead or dead broke. It means you better be doing what the other 5% are doing. Does that give you an idea? Look at your lifestyle. Keeping up with the Joneses isn't going to work. You don't want to become part. It's kind of how I feel about my Christian walk. I live in the world, but I'm not of the world. Does that make sense? And the same thing. If you are of the world, if you want to be worldly and of this world and operate like everybody else around the other 95%, you're going to end up just like them. So you need to be different. It was a huge aha for everybody. Stop watching TV. That's not an aha. Stop using credit cards for things you can't afford, things you don't want, to impress people you don't like. I love that. Look in the mirror. You are your own best friend or your worst enemy. Your past does not equal your future. SMART goals, everybody knows about that. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. You got to make sure that you have all those things have to be part of your SMART goals. It's not the man in the fight, it's the fight in the man. It's our why that's important. For Simeon, he talked about his life, where he was going into grocery stores with his family, and they get to the counter, and he had to take groceries back because his credit card didn't have enough money on it. And that was embarrassing, so embarrassing, that he just knew that he knew. He, number one why in his life was to gain back the respect of his wife. And you know what? Sometimes it takes us to be in the darkest of corners, the deepest, the lowest in our lives before we bounce back. What is it about you and what is your why? Or are you waiting to fall down deeper? You don't have to wait to get there. You can find your why right now, right? But why? It's the fight in the man, not the man in the fight. Overcoming excuses gives us authority to help others. Smile. Get good at people skills. Work hard on yourself. Nothing in life worthwhile is easy. He talked about FORM. Worst part of success is getting a little bit of it, right? Because then you sit back and you want to become a manager of all your people instead of getting massive success. Don't ever let up on the accelerator button. Anyone struggle with motivation with fear? You should have seen the hands in the audience, everybody. These are byproducts of inaction. Take no action, you'll have these. Take tons of action, two laws kicking, the law of numbers, the law of averages. Take enough action, you'll create a vacuum behind you which will fill with people following your lead. And that is very true. Scripts, he loves scripts. He uses Danny Johnson. And then honor yourself. You are good enough. It was awesome. The closing he gave was, in this company, we have the responsibility to bear arms. This weekend, we were given lots of arms, so just go out and do it. Don't give a rip about what anyone thinks. In 5 years, you'll make 10 times what you're making today. That was great. Simeon Cryer, incredible guy. Top business builder of the year in Australia 2 years in a row, and now, of course, living in Texas. Sam Castor closed by just saying, do everything Simeon just told you to do. Ah, that was kind of cute. Wow, it was great. We have an incredible mission, hurting children everywhere, so let's be a beacon of light for all. So that's it, people. Whoa, 5-7 minutes late. Hopefully you liked it. Any comments from the audience? Do you guys feel like you were there?
Hello, Mary Jo.
Hello, Evangeline.
That was just great. I just loved having been there, and I'm on fire. And I just wanted to speak on behalf of Jeff's little book that he did. He said that he had the compliance bit taken care of by the lawyer for, I think it's Keith Clark. And if I'm saying the wrong name, somebody correct me.
That's right.
He worked closely with him so he wouldn't have anything in there that was non-compliant.
Correct.
I just wanted to say that.
You bet. Yep,
okay.
Yep. Otherwise, Manatech wouldn't have allowed it to be published. In fact, I believe that Sam Castor is actually the guy who financed the whole thing, if you want to know the truth behind
wow,
it.
Wow, that is amazing. Amazing.
Yep.
But
yep.
Everyone was just great, including you.
Thanks, Dow. Thanks. It was great having you there. Now you just got another chunk of Manifest. You got a double dose.
Right.
One took 2.5 days, the other took 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Right.
Okay. Anyone
Mary
else?
Jo?
Yeah.
Do you know how long they're going to be having them on the Manatech Live website for us to watch?
I have no idea how long they'll be posted, but I imagine quite some time. I mean, the replays. Lydia said for a while. That's the language that they used, for a while.
Okay, so, heading out to Brazil on a mission trip tomorrow, and I still want to catch him, but try to follow that.
Yep. Well, great and good luck on that mission trip. You're in my prayers, but definitely, it'll be on board when you get back. We'll make sure to save it for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
You bet. Anyone else?
Just great, Mary Jo. Some of us had problems. We couldn't get there, and I was just crying all weekend, and you just made it.
Well, now you can keep crying because it's awesome. It's awesome. I'm telling you. It's a whole new world, yeah.
So thank you again.
Absolutely, thank you. Thank you. Thank all of you.
Yep.
You are all on this.
Yep.
Absolutely, love you all. Again, look, all the typos, we're going to be in the process of creating typos, so if you want to get a fresh draft of it that gets rid of those, you can look this afternoon. It should be up in its final form. Okay, everybody? The biggest problem with the typo is on that the biggest one that might mislead you is that team bonus analysis right off on the Thursday presidential gathering, because I put in there and qualify with 6, no more than 3 in one leg. That's no longer true. So that deletion, that's the... all the others are typos, are just cleanup stuff. That was a mistake, and I want to make sure that clarify that with everybody. So, anyway, but
Mary Jo.
Yeah.
Mary Jo, it's Joni Francis.
Hi,
Joni. The typos. I can't even believe the amount of work you did for us. I mean, I'm exhausted from Manifest. And how many hours did it take you? Thank you so much for the summary.
It was all day yesterday until midnight last night, and I got up this morning at 6, worked out for an hour, and then worked on another hour and a half to finish. So, yeah, it was a lot of hours. No, and I did go to church and Sunday school, so I didn't miss that. But it took a lot. But
well, for one who got in at 3:30 in the morning, I can't even imagine how you did all this.
I'm dedicated, and I always, this is something I've been doing for years, as all of you guys know that. I'm totally dedicated to you and getting it in your hands, so important to me. Because I know it's important for you to get this information to your downline as well. Okay? All right, people.
Mary Jo, David.
Yep.
David Thrasher.
Yep.
Mary Jo, I just want to thank you. I think that's incredible how you can do that. You might as well, start calling these Monday morning things Hyper Mana Reviews or something like that.
We'll give it a new name, huh, David? Yeah, great. I'm glad you enjoy it, and I hope it helped a lot of you. You may have captured your own. Obviously, everybody sits in that room and captures their own stuff. But, I try to do the best that I can to capture what is the most meat out of every presentation. And, of course, that's all through my glasses. So I'm not suggesting these people couldn't have said a million other great things, but hopefully I got a lot of the great stuff that can impact your life as well. And I try to put it in quotes, let you take it and use it then as quotes in your marketing materials, in your emails, and everything that you do. I mean, because there's so much power in words, and we have to remember that. There's tremendous power in words, right? Okay, everybody, love you. Have a great week. Don't forget last week of a business period. Don't forget Bermuda. Don't forget this is a transformation. We are social entrepreneurs, and that is who we are. So let's start operating from that level, and let's go out there and be totally all what we call all in on this mission. Okay, love you all.
We love you, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.